This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The next owners of the Denver Broncos could pay $4.65 billion for the team. Rob Walton, an heir to the Walmart fortune, is leading the purchase, and the price could have been higher, says Evan Novi Williams, who reports for Sportico.
There's a good chance that some of these bidders are going to want the next NFL team. And they're thinking in the back of their head, if I get into a bidding war with Rob Walton and we get it up to 4.9 and then he buys the team at 4.9, I'm now setting a comp for the next team that I might want to buy in the future. Rob is worth $60+ billion. If he really wants this team and is willing to get in a bidding war for it, I'm not going to win that bidding war.
Walmart money could soon control almost all of Denver's professional sports teams and some of the most valuable real estate in the city. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Rob Walton and his family have agreed to buy the Broncos for almost $5 billion. If the sale goes through, it'll give Walton a significant say on a potential 50-plus acre redevelopment of land around Mile High. Also, Walton's cousin is married to Stan Kroenke, who owns the Avalanche, the Nuggets, and the surrounding properties. Kroenke has plans to redevelop more than 100 acres around Ball Arena. Brand new neighborhoods could sprout from these developments, and now one family name is tied to it all. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The Chicano Humanities and Arts Council has opened its new gallery in Lakewood after they say they were priced out of Denver's art districts. The nonprofit has been a hub for Chicano and Latino artists since 1973. The DCPA Theater Company is ending its season with a celebration of Latino arts and culture. CPR's Eden Lane says the event is inspired by the company's production of Quixote Nuevo. Mostly sunny along the Front Range today, and temperatures getting warmer over the next couple of days. This is CPR News.